Hi, this is Dr. Richard Matto, your co-host of the Dental Practice Fixers, and welcome back. This is Season 1, Episode Sweet 16. Sweet, 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 sweet. Nice. We are so excited, especially all the great feedback we've gotten. We really appreciate it. So please keep it coming. Tell your friends about the Dental Practice Fixers. Give us a review. Ask us a question. Keep listening. Whatever you do, we really appreciate your support, and we're so glad to hear that you find it not only fun to listen to, but really helpful for your dental practice. So that said, as you know, I am here with my co-host. That is Dr. David Matto, my brother, my business partner, my buddy. And I'm going to turn it over to Dave. What do you say, man?
Were you talking about me?
Okay, you're a little monotone today. Pick it up. Come on.
Your business partner, your brother, your... Thanks for that.
I appreciate
that. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Great to have you back. We really appreciate it. As Rich just said, episode 16, and we're going to do what we do every single episode and start off with a tip that is guaranteed, or I should say practically guaranteed, to help you in your practice.
Money-back guarantee.
Oh, it's a money-back
guarantee.
We'll
refund the entire cost of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast if these don't work for
the
you.
How about the whole season?
Times 10x guarantee.
Somebody stole that from us, by the way.
I know. It's funny.
I'm a little bit pissed off.
We had that at our TBSE seminar for many years. We still have it.
But not only that, not only TBSE, but even some of our daily our seminars we did, our one-day seminars.
Also, some of our products.
That's what I mean. Some of our office growth products.
Yeah. I think the 10x guarantee is if it doesn't increase your practice growth by 10 times what you paid within the first year, we'll give you your money back. And sure enough, we saw some other upstart seminar saying they have a 10x guarantee. Well, you know what? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So I'll take it as a compliment.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
We'll
let it slide. Yep. Yeah. You know, we've been at this. We've been at this so long.
So long.
30 years.
We've seen them come and go.
Exactly. We just saw like a major one kind of come and go lately.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, man. So let's get on with the tip anyway. It's a tip that's, I think it's going to be pretty cool for you because it's something that Rich and I did a very short time ago. We decided that we were going to hold what we call a master class. Now, what is a masterclass? We decided we're going to hold it in Baltimore, Maryland. And what we did, we invited a small number of docs only. I think one doc ended up coming with her spouse.
Right.
But it's really it's focused on docs only. And we just pretty much spent the day talking about their frustrations, why they can't grow, what's getting in the way of growth, goals. And then we kind of show them during the course of the day how we can help them grow. You know, we've been, as I said just a few seconds ago, we've been at this for 30 years. We've seen it all. We know how to grow practices. And it was a great, great day. And it was our masterclass. So we're actually having another one. It's coming up. It's going to be held in Baltimore, Maryland.
Favorite city.
Well, here's the thing. It's coincidentally at the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success, right down at our Baltimore location, downtown Baltimore location. It's very comfortable. It's fun. It's cool. And it's going to be on January 18th. It's a Friday, January 18th, 2019. I'll be there. Rich will be there. Our two coaches will be there, Kelly and Betty, and let's see who else is going to be there. Whitney from our office here, Sylvia, whoever else we can gather around. But it's going to be
any other stragglers.
It's not only going to be a great day of kind of learning and interacting, but we are going to be showing you how we help practices through coaching, and it might be something you really want to be there and see and never seen before. So if you're interested, even if you have a slight interest in growing your practice through coaching. Let's say you've worked with a coach in the past, and we've heard so many horror stories, Rich. You know, it's crazy. And we feel bad because people have wasted good money with coaches that just promised a lot and never really delivered. And they're out a lot of money. And we don't want to hear stories like that. So if you ever want to find out more about how we do it and predictably get you the results that you really want to get, come join us at our masterclass in January 18th, 2019. Let's see, how can they find out more information? Well, probably the easiest way right now is to just send us an email at podcast@matto.com or Rich's favorite email address, info@matto.com. They'll both get to us.
Or you can give us a call here.
That's fine too.
410-526-4780. We're here pretty much every Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern time. It might be Eastern Standard Time. It might be Eastern Daylight Time.
depending on when you're listening.
But it's Eastern time.
Is it going to be GMT minus 4 or minus 5?
One or the other. But maybe I think Whitney could really help people
if they call and ask for her.
She's great. She really can explain how the whole thing works beautifully.
Now, it is limited. We're probably going to cap it at, I don't think we're going to take any more than 10. But it seems like 6 to 10 is a very, very sweet spot. So if you're interested, give Whitney a call. Again, as Rich said, 410-526-4780. Our masterclass, January 18th.
You know what was one of my favorite parts of the last masterclass? The first one we did, which is now the last one we did.
Which one was that?
First
which
of all,
part,
it was great.
Part?
It was great meeting a lot of cool people, learning about their practices. And your practice doesn't have to be in trouble. You can have a practice that's just good, but plateauing, and you want to take it to great. That's the fantastic
situation. We had successful practices there that just wanted to take theirs from great to excellent.
Yep, absolutely.
What was your favorite part?
Now, I'm not giving a 10x guarantee on this, but last time at the end, we went out to dinner to Tio Pepe, one of our favorite, super cool Baltimore restaurants. And some of the people that were the masterclass went, and Kelly and Betty and Whitney and Sylvia were there. We had so much fun. I thought we were going to get kicked out. That's how much fun we had.
Was that because the sangria was flowing?
Food was great. Conversation and laughter, camaraderie. It was just so much fun.
Well, it's funny. I remember that. And we started an early dinner because the master class finished up around, I think it was like 3:30 or 4,
something like that.
So we all got to Tio Pepe around 4:20 to 4:30, somewhere right around there. And Rich, I thought probably by 6:30 we'd all be gone.
And the place was empty when we walked in at 4:30.
By the time we left, it was after 9, I think. Yeah, we were there a long time.
It was a long and fun night.
It was really fun. So I'm with you on that one. I hope we can do that again.
What a cool place, too. We'd love taking out-of-towners to Tio Pepe.
Yep.
It's like in a downstairs cavern. It's hard to explain, but it's a cool place.
Yeah, so we hope you can join us at the masterclass. And maybe, as Rich said, no 10x guarantee on this one, but maybe Tio Pepe after the class. That would be really, really cool.
So much fun.
Maybe we could do like how about if we not only go to Tio Pepe with some select people, but we'll do a live episode podcast from Tio Pepe.
That I'm not guaranteeing.
Bringing our mixer
it's
board.
It's so loud in there, nobody would even be able to hear the thing.
And already at the last one, I think tables were looking at us like we were like extra loud.
But the place is loud in general.
Yeah, but I think our table was kind of loud.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Everybody was having fun, so it's good.
It's a real party place. I think Baltimoreans have been celebrating fun occasions there for 50 years.
At least.
And we'll continue to.
Right, right.
Yep. So, hey, let's talk about something today that we absolutely know will help your practice. This is something that Dave and I both did in our practices, something that we've taught hundreds of practices to do. It's very simple. It doesn't cost a dime.
That's my kind of tip.
It costs $10,000. No, it doesn't cost anything.
It won't cost you a dime. I'm not going to charge you a dime.
I'll charge you $10,000. No, it's completely free. And we call it calibration. And, since we talked about somebody stealing 10X from us, we kind of borrowed that phrase from a friend of ours, Bill Rossi. But I think he doesn't mind because it's in the public domain and it just makes sense. So, Bill, thanks for that. But think about this. Patients ask questions all day in your practice. They ask business questions. Is this covered by my insurance? Why doesn't my insurance cover this? How much is something? And then they ask clinical questions. What is a crown? Why do I need to have periodontal therapy? Oh, look, we've heard it all a million times. How long will this take? Will this hurt? All these questions. I'm going to bet that if a question was asked, let's just say, what is a crown? Or will this hurt anything? Any of the questions we just talked about.
Hey, will this hurt?
Exactly. To 5 different team members in your practice, the patient will get 5 different answers.
Will this hurt? Yes. No. Maybe. We're not sure.
Depends. It depends. It didn't hurt when David did it.
Thank you, Dan.
So what do you think?
So go back to David.
Right. And that means your practice is not calibrated because what does that show to a patient? First of all, it means they're getting a wrong answer from 4 out of the 5 people, but it also means your office is discombobulated. Things don't make sense. And let's face it, they ask the same question of the clinical team and the business team all the time. And how does that make that patient feel if they get different answers?
Well, yeah, and Rich, and it's not really the team's fault, because I think when a team member is asked a question, they do the best they can to answer it. But of course, there's so many variables. First of all, not really knowing the correct answer might be one, but also the time of the day, if they're rushed, if it's right before lunch, if they've got like three other rooms they've got to clean or whatever it might be. They're not giving a consistent answer every time, but it's not necessarily their fault.
You know what else I've noticed? And this is really has nothing to do with calibration, but people have a tendency to fake the answer when they don't know. And a lot of times they'd be better off saying something, I'm not really sure. Let me check with Carol or let me have you ask Carol. Yeah. But they don't. They love to fudge things.
Yeah, that's not good.
It always goes downhill when that starts.
Well, it'll come back to haunt you if you just fake an answer. That's not good at all.
Absolutely. So here's what we recommend, and it's called calibrating your practice. And it involves calling a team meeting, and at the team meeting, pick some questions. And then review these questions at your team meeting and have everybody throw in their two cents and their opinions and what the best way is to answer the question. And keep in mind, you want to keep your answers simple. As we always say, you want a sixth grader to be able to understand your question. No dental lingo in your answer. And you want everybody on board agreeing that this is the best, simplest, most concise way to answer this question.
And when you said pick some questions, I would say start off by trying to figure out start off with 10. What are the 10 most commonly asked questions
in
our dental
start.
Practice? Yep. One might be somebody calls on the phone, how much do you charge for a cleaning? Or do you take my insurance? Those should definitely be in there. And then
you can put parentheses. Do you take my insurance? But the parentheses are they belong to some network that you're not in. I mean, that's a
perfect.
Great one to have an answer.
Perfect. But there's so many. Will this root canal hurt? What is a root canal? And again, I'm not suggesting that's one of your top 10, but figure out the most 10 commonly asked
one of our
questions.
Favorites, my last dentist never told me that. You know, it's kind of a statement. So all these good ones that have been bugging you.
Right.
Why I've been coming in for cleanings. Why all of a sudden do I need this highfalutin, hottentotten, fancy, expensive, deep cleaning? And all those things that are difficult to answer.
Right. Do you have digital impressions? Do people call up and ask?
Patient has ever asked that. That's a topic for another day.
Right.
When that salesman tries to sell you the iTero, we think iTeros are fantastic. But you got to do the analysis and see if it will really help your practice. We'll talk about that another time.
Right. So let's say, they've got the 10 most commonly asked questions.
The big 10.
Listed on a piece of paper or legal pad, whatever it might be. What's the next step? Well, the next step would be hold another team. If you want to have this in separate team meetings, that's fine. Hold a team meeting where what you're going to do this team meeting is you're going to figure out as a team the absolute best answers to every one of the 10 questions. That's going to take some time. Don't go fast and make sure you have, as Rich just said, the absolute best answers that anybody could understand. And don't make them all long and drawn out. But what's the best answer? What does that actually mean? Well, the best answer is it's always an answer that's going to be best for the patient. It's going to answer the question. And just think of it. Generally, what's best for the patient is best for the practice as well. Because if a patient says, well, what is a root canal? You need to explain what a root canal is. And chances are they're asking it for a reason because they probably need one. You need to explain exactly what a root canal is, but then bring it back to why they need to set up right away for this.
Exactly. I was going to say that too. Great point. Your answer, if it's ethical and proper, which it usually will be, should lead to treatment. And that's, does my insurance cover it? How much is this? Your answer should lead to treatment. But again, I think we've said this 10 times already. I just want to emphasize because we've heard some real doozies. Simple, simple, simple.
Right. And it's beyond the scope of this episode today. It's for Rich and I to go ahead and tell you the answers, our answers to 10 different questions. We want to share with you how you can do this as a team. So they've got 10 questions written down. They've now formulated 10 great answers that are great for the patient as well as great for the practice. Then what's next?
Well, I just want to give a quick tip to any team members that are listening. We know sometimes team members might be a little shy about giving their opinion, maybe a little intimidated by the doctor or maybe the assistant's intimidated by the hygienist, clinical knowledge, whatever it is. But please, in this calibration meeting, speak up, give your opinion. If you're a dental assistant or a business team member, you're on the front lines, you deal with patients all the time, and you really have some great insight. Even if you're maybe an introverted or shy type and you don't like to raise your hand and speak up, please, please, please give your input because it's very important and it will be helpful. Don't sell yourself short because we've seen that too.
That's a great segue if you're introverted and shy to part three, because now they've got the questions written down. They've got the answers. Part three is, what do they do now with all that?
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Practice. As our good friends Russ and Ron say, mm-hmm. practice, practice, practice to three times.
Yep. Now, it's interesting because I think you've heard us say this before. We're not big believers in what a lot of coaches and consultants call scripting. And you might say, well, isn't this a form of scripting? And sure, it's a form of scripting. But what we've seen when people recommend scripting, they pretty much, it's like a movie. They hand you a script, they expect you to memorize it, and then robotically regurgitate it word for word. And when we're in practices, when we do shopper calls, we can tell if we're being scripted because it just it doesn't sound natural. So you don't have to say every word of this answer. You don't have to do it rote. You don't have to memorize and repeat. But the essence of it, and it can be in your style or words that you like to use, whatever, the essence of it should come through, but you don't have to memorize it word for word.
Right, right. So imagine yourself rehearsing and practicing to be in a play, like a Broadway production. I mean, I've never been in a Broadway production, but it takes a lot of work, and you got to keep rehearsing your lines and memorizing. But as Rich just said, not robotically memorizing. You never go to a Broadway play, and the actors and actresses are up on the stage saying, "Oh, it is a very beautiful day today. I memorized my lines." You know,
because you're seeing world class actors, and you know, right. It's really interesting because Dave and I both are fans of, and we know, you know, at least a bit about comedy and improv. And when you're a professional speaker, you need to know a bit about that world. And as we always say, the best comedians are ones that make it seem completely spontaneous, but guess what? It ain't spontaneous. They're doing the same show. I mean, there's some spontaneity to it, of course, but they're pretty much doing the same show in Chicago that they did the night before in St. Louis. But if they're really talented, they make it seem like it's completely off the cuff, and your answer should feel the same way.
Hey, Rich, I've got this.
Right, exactly.
We were at a comedy club right. Like a short time ago, and somebody in the audience said something, and the comedian up on stage said, "Hey, I've got this." And we laughed.
Well, remember the situation?
Not exactly.
We were at the Comedy Cellar in New York, right. And they have like 10, and I had seen that exact same comedian like 3 months before in L.A.
Right.
I can't remember if I told you and Marshall this was one of his shticks or if it just came up later, but he did this shtick about answering an audience member with, "Oh, I got this." And it seemed incredibly spontaneous,
right.
But I had just seen it a few months before across the country.
Exactly. So the point is, when you know your material, you know the answer to these questions, and you rehearse it, and it's like ingrained in your brain, then you can recite it like it's coming from you in a regular conversation, but it's so ingrained, you're saying it very confidently. And the best part of it is that every other team member and doc in the practice has also done the same thing, rehearsed it and practiced and rehearsed and practiced so many times that when somebody asks a question now, the answers will all be exactly the same. And then at that point, you are calibrated.
Do you really think that right now, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
What's that?
If a patient asked every team member in your office the same question, they would get the same answer from everyone.
Do you mean like right now?
I'm talking to our listeners.
Oh, to our listeners? Yeah.
No way.
0% chance.
Unless you've already been calibrated.
Right. But I want to also add one thing, Rich, that the third meeting when you're actually rehearsing and practicing and role-playing, it's perhaps the most difficult one because I want to say everybody, but especially team members get what's the word I'm looking for?
Flustered?
But intimidated. Intimidated. Like everybody's watching them.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. It's not easy. But I think you need to get over the belief that people are evaluating you and judging you. Everybody makes mistakes. When Rich and I do it, when we rehearse things, we make tons of mistakes. But the only way to get good is to keep practicing. And everybody on the team has to realize that. It just takes practice, 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 yep. And you'll be good.
Working and practicing.
But it's so important because, again, once your office is calibrated, it's not really something you can measure. Like, you're not going to say, like, okay, once we're calibrated, our production went up 45%. It's not going to be like that exactly. But think about it. When somebody asks a question and they're given a great, correct answer that leads to treatment, it will increase your revenue and your practice and your schedule will be fuller, for sure.
And you know what else? it increases job enjoyment as well, because
yeah.
you won't feel like you're being put on the spot. You'll feel like you really have great professional answers to all these questions, and that's a really good feeling.
Yeah, love it. So calibration, make sure you do it. It doesn't cost anything. You know, Rachel, we talked to so many docs. I just talked to somebody yesterday. I'm not going to even give the exact specifics because I don't want to like embarrass this person. But let's just say he wanted to spend like a fortune on like some kind of brand new marketing campaign that somebody, some hotshot recommended. And I'm thinking it's going to cost a lot of money. It's not proven. It's probably not going to give you the ROI you're thinking it's going to give you. If you just did sometimes simple things in your practice to make it much better, calibration is a great one to start with.
And the ROI is incredible because it's just going to cost you a couple pizzas to bring in at your team meeting.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, calibrate. Speaking of calibration, let's do our call of the day and we'll ask a question like, can you tell me what a crown is? I can't wait to
hear
this.
Oh, you want
to
do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's try it. Okay, cool. Sounds great.
Like the setup.
Here, this is speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, is this the dental office?
I'm sorry?
Is this the dental office?
Correct.
Great. I was told by my last dentist like a year ago that I need a crown, but they never really explained what that was. I'm not sure. Can you tell me what a crown actually is?
Yes, give me one second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
A lot of different like tones and noises with this office.
Yeah, I never heard a ring like that. What was that ring?
It's kind of disco. It's the disco dentist.
The disco biscuits. What is she doing right now?
I want to know what she said when she answered the phone.
Yeah, what did she say exactly?
I don't know, some kind of mumble.
What's she looking up?
Maybe she's getting her script.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. So a crown, you were asking about the crown, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so is a tooth shaped like it's just the same as a tooth, and they put it over the tooth that you have, but in order to do that, they have to shape the small the tooth to make the crown fit.
So they shave the tooth to make the crown fit?
Correct.
Wow, and then it's just like put on top of it.
Correct.
Okay, and why would I need a crown?
It depends on the dentist. Sometimes there's a cavity that is too big that just putting a filling there, it's not going to work. The filling can come off.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense.
Depending
on. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much for the information. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay,
I'm just going to say,
what's going on here?
Her explanation of what a crown is was not horrible.
Sucked.
It was not horrible. It was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they were not calibrated. This was.
How was her explanation?
Not horrible.
Not horrible.
I've heard worse, is what I'm saying. It wasn't good. I wouldn't be happy if one of my team members was doing that, but it was not.
But what if she had
horrible.
To put you on hold and like go look it up?
I'm not sure. Maybe she had to ask someone and then came back and she just kind of recited what they told. That's what I think. Don't you think she asked somebody
and kind of just recited
what they told her?
I can't imagine.
But she
works in a dental office that doesn't know what a crown is, though?
It was a little
somebody
weird.
Somebody had to actually tell her what a
you
crown
know, that's,
is.
That, I'm glad you brought this up because back to calibration. Some dental practices feel like the business team does not need to know any clinical information. And it's just not the case. I'm not saying that to work at the front desk, you need to be a DDS or DMD, whatever that is. But you should certainly know the basics of clinical dentistry.
But I can't remember. You started the call off by saying about a year. I think you said about a year ago you were told you need a crown. Is that
yes.
what? So you need a crown.
Yes.
So she knows you need a crown.
Well, hey, here's a patient on the phone worth at least, you know, $1,200 or so.
Right.
No invitation to come in.
Nothing. No questions she asks of you. No contact information. Nothing. Done.
And I don't know if it was just me. I couldn't understand what she said when she picked up the phone. Did you understand that?
No, I did not. You had to even ask if it was a dental office.
I know.
Like, it could have been like a muffler shop.
She wasn't sure about that either.
Okay, grade?
F.
There's only one grade you can give her. She got an F.
I'm going to give everybody an F.
I hope they calibrate. I really pray they calibrate their office.
I hope they calibrate.
Okay. That's episode number 16, right? Season 1, episode 16, done.
Wow. In the books, as they say. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Tell your friends. Give us a 5-star on iTunes. Send us a question at podcasts@matto.com. Whatever you do, just do it. So long. I am your co-host, Dr. Richard Matto.
Dr. David Matto. We'll see you next time. Oh, come on.